Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspace Radio, toast your hands.
Hey everybody, are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares and collectibles? Then do we have the solution for you. Just head to lootcrate.com/letmedie, enter the code LETMEDIE and save some sweet, sweet dollars off any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/letmedie.
Welcome to episode 9 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Look at that, guys, we got through the last room, we killed the zombie elf guy.
From the pages you get it's like some old elven god long disused. This man was driven insane by the loss. Last correspondence was him trading Karl Hoff off to Pabernet. Your characters do not know what happened.
I'm mad.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
You get back into town, and as soon as you get back into Lorne McCain, it becomes very quickly apparent that something has gone wrong while you guys were away. Strower, like, dark elves who live beneath the earth.
How'd the wolf problem go, by the by?
As an aside.
It's not dead. We haven't had time. Between you guys and the...
So tall!
Uvakoa is a druid. And he has, like, an enclave of druids that surround him and protect him. You know precious little about him. Not many people like talking about drow. And just, like, challenge them to fair combat. And they've been doing pretty well against that.
Those are options.
Those are the three. Unless you wanted to track down the... possibly, yeah, the possibly cold tracks of Pabernet.
Can we go off to Mistra and see if she's got any potions?
We rejoin our heroes in the wreckage of their town, looking for Mistra.
Mistra's set up in, like, basically just the next biggest house she could find. And she's cleared away this massive section of the house. And there's just all these, like, makeshift stretchers and beds and cots. And there are people who are either suffering burn wounds or there's a lot of poison victims here. Drow like to use poison. A lot of that as well.
Definitely.
She's just tending to the wounded and lame and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A fair number of the burn victims are children, survivors from her house when it burnt up.
I feel like Adam doesn't want us to deal with a paladin.
No, go ahead. Like, I'm just saying this is just how it is. That's all. She's
the
one healer
in
town. She has to handle this.
Adam does.
See, now we're not the bad guys. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun fight.
I would like to speak to Mistra and ask if we can procure some potions, maybe some cure light wounds.
She looks at you. She looks over all the wounded and
silly.
Sick.
What are you doing?
Silly,
injured.
What are you
doing?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
She shakes her head. I'm sorry.
Where do we... Would we
yeah, but where can we get them, though? Can she tell us where we can get them?
She shakes her head.
Could she tell me how to make them?
Your friend, Cassius, already has the skills.
Cassius has the skills and we didn't know?
Not to make the potions, but to heal people, yes.
Oh.
So how much is a gold going to buy me of rations?
A gold will buy you 2 days.
Okay.
That's enough. We're good.
I'll spend 10 gold.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of rations. 20
days rations.
Yeah, done.
You'll need a separate backpack for that.
Awesome.
I like to buy 5.
No, like no? 20 is
oh,
20
oh,
communally.
Oh, better. We'll share them. All right.
Come on. My rate. Okay.
You can half travel time if you buy horses as well.
Do they have horses?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, some just recently came for sale. Their owners don't need them anymore.
Oh, no.
Dead man's horses.
Let's buy some dead man's horses.
It's 75 gold for a horse.
Done.
Yeah.
Do you all have 75 gold?
Yeah. Maybe.
Let's find out.
I do.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, everyone lose 75 gold and you got yourself a horse.
Do we want a party fund?
Nope.
No? Oh, why not? I was so good at it last time. We never went broke.
That's true.
We
That's
never
true.
Went broke.
Individual people went broke, but the group never went broke.
I'd like to name it.
Fine.
I believe it's pre-owned. It would come with a name.
Yeah, what's the name?
Adam's
know?
Adam.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Its name is...
No, don't let him
5. That's your one, Cassius. Ainsley, your one's name is... 5 as well. And Edric, your one's name is 3.
Okay.
5, 5, and 3.
I don't like that.
5, 1, 5, 2, and 3.
You say 5 and both horses come
No, awesome. I want to...
This guy had...
Which is confusing because one of them is three.
This guy had five horses, right? Mm-hmm. One of them left and he's like, that's sad. He bought another horse, named it Five, and then his original horse came back.
Aww.
That's how he's got... That's, I figured it out. I figured out your riddle, Adam.
You get the gold, Jackson.
Yes.
And can we buy some potions like of cure poison?
Mistra is the only person who would sell such potions.
And she's out.
Yeah.
Adam hates us.
Maybe we...
She doesn't hate you.
No, she doesn't. Adam
no,
does.
Adam does.
Adam does.
Oh, Adam does. Believe me.
Adam's mad at you still from trying to buy that coat.
But we bought it. That's important.
I'm just going to say... Did I need anything else? Let's chuff off. To get this fucking pally.
Yep.
Okay. So, on the horses, it only takes you one day.
What color is my horse?
Your horse is...
Blue.
If you say seven, oh.
Red. The dice is red. No, I don't know, chestnut?
All right, I'll write that down.
All right. On the way, I like to imagine that I'm just glancing at Daniel, still trying to figure it out, because I thought I'd know after that adventure, but we didn't find Karl Hoff.
And during that ride, I'm going to be telling Daniel. So, Daniel, what happened back in the crypts where you kind of just blacked out a little?
Is that what he did? Did he black out? Did he go into a rage?
He went into a bit of a non-responsive rage.
Yeah, he should have really told us that he was alive, like, even if it was just by grunts.
Yeah, hey, Daniel, what's that about?
Hmm?
Like, in the battle, you sort of lost the ability to communicate.
I was mad.
Yeah, is that... You can't... control that, can you?
I find I don't try to. It helps me in a fight.
Oh. So we can't get strength. Like a safe word for
so,
you.
So, like, because again, it's quite hard to. You do, you, Daniel. Let's go.
He nods. He seems pleased with himself.
He will do. Like I fucked you.
Do I remember anything else, Adam?
Probably at some point, like when you're riding, you're like giving Daniel like furtive glances. He looks over to you. He sees what you're doing, and then he's. And then he says, rowboat.
What?
I like to think he's like, rowboat, and I'm like, fall off my horse.
That means none to you.
Rowboat, roses?
Rowboat,
or just like, stop the boat as the horse as everybody like moves on without me.
Rowboat.
There is a large enough body of water near Lormacane that people like
rowboat.
Put boats on it.
And could throw people in.
Rivers. Rowboat!
Look back at you and shrug.
When he sees that you don't recognize what that means, he shakes his head.
What the hell is going on?
He loves a little bit of a cryptic like puzzle, doesn't he?
Well, he wants me to help him out. He's just not... He's got to keep some cards close to his chest.
Feeding you breadcrumbs so you help.
That's kind of sweet.
God damn it, Daniel.
Okay, so after a day, you see the massive stone walls of Lockport. Partially, you okay there?
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm making notes on things.
My sheet?
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Partially obscuring the city.
All right.
None of you, except I would imagine Edric, understand like the true extent of what the war did to the city. Nothing. The war did nothing to the city. Once again, the elves were wiped out almost completely without fight.
Husfirma Pride.
Lockport is
pride.
Fine.
I like to think as I like ride Husfirma past you, patch in the back, you're like, Husfirma
Pride. Husfirma
Pride.
Mm-hmm.
You killed our kids, though. Husfirma Pride.
Husfirma Pride. Hey, it's war.
Mm. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Freeing slaves.
That one.
Sometimes.
That one.
Liberating a country. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes just for goofs.
sometimes just for yucks.
Okay,
Oh, I see. Ali's writing down Daniel clues for me.
Well, that's sweet.
What was the second one? It was boats, wasn't it?
It was
rowboat.
Rowboat.
Rowboats. Roses.
And something else. I thought it was boats and then it became rowboats.
No, it's rowboats.
Roses, rowboat. You remember music?
Yeah. Loop music?
I believe it was, yes.
Ooh. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Like, I love the
idea. Like, I'm thinking, like, maybe you guys have like a romantic night, but I'm hoping it's just not that at all.
Yeah,
like,
I hope
you
it's
punched
epic.
His bride to be.
Killing
her in a lake. And also, like, the night before or something, like, salty. You two were salty at each other.
What the fuck?
Okay. So, you get to Lockfort. You're just going to chip on in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's controlled by Nords, yeah?
Yeah, cool. It's Huskvermin Pride.
Belongs to the Nords.
It's a Huskvermin Pride. What's the other one? Huskra. Huskra. Like, we hate that.
Yeah. Huskra. No, I'm a bit more worldly.
Yeah, now you are.
There's a big main street that you guys are traveling down, and the big main street ends in a massive courtyard near the center of the town. And in the courtyard, there's all these market stalls set up, and there's a massive statue to the pantheon of gods that you worship.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks. Good to hear.
You're welcome.
There's a bunch of taverns around here if you want to, like, it's kind of late in the day when you arrive, so you might want to, like, stay the night here and then start tomorrow.
Do you want to say, please, no.
Okay, first thing, can we buy some potions of curing poison here?
Yes, please.
Because that seems like, I feel just, I have an inkling in my in the back of my head that's gonna, we're gonna need that.
Highs or lows, Zilly?
Lows.
Lows?
Yes.
Nope, no one here selling that.
Selling anything?
Yeah, but no magical goods.
What about, we want to drum up interest. We want to say, hey, we're ready for a fight. What about if we each go into one tavern? Is there like at least three taverns in this courtyard?
There's a lot more than three, to
be
honest.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, but at least
you're not
us...
going to go into a tavern and find out about this guy. Elves are not welcome in this city.
Yeah, yeah, but what are we doing in this city, then?
We stop here overnight, then we keep traveling on, correct?
Fine. Yeah, just, like, around the outskirts of Lockfort, you'll find this guy. Like, on one of the roads, maybe just ready to ambush. Or not really ambush.
But don't we have to spread the word that we want to fight him?
Yeah, if you spread it out to, like, the merchants coming through.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, we'll do that, then.
Okay.
So some of the merchants been like, hey, do you have any potions of cure poison? Like, no. And like, okay, well, by the way, do you see that fucking Alpina?
That dirty little...
No, it's a chick.
Alnipa.
Alnipa.
Alnipa. Record A.
Hey, nice gems that you're selling, but what's more interesting is that I'm going to fuck up Alnipa's day. So we can just spread the word that Cassius Christie is going to beat the ever-loving shit out of Alnipa with her bare fists. That'd be swell. Like,
literally bare
fists. It takes another 4 hours just to spread or seed the word throughout the town, but you feel pretty confident that you've done a good job by the end of it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's probably, like, pushing 11 o'clock at that point. You might want to go to sleep.
Yeah, right, look, let's find a tavern and bunk down for the night.
Bunk down for the night.
There's plenty of, like... There's a lot of good feelings in the air. A lot of people very proud to be Nordic right now.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
That's nice. Yeah. That's you know.
Because, you know, we're going to fuck up that elf.
There's a very comfy looking tavern. You step inside and there's like several elven helmets mounted on a mantelpiece.
Are the heads still in them?
No, but there's like a little blood around them.
That didn't get washed off. My people are so dirty.
Why would you wash it off?
Why would you? You wouldn't want to. That wasn't a person that probably had hopes and dreams. At all.
Yeah.
At all.
It's 2 gold per night for each of you.
Done. Right. Deal.
I miss party funds.
You're not getting a party fund.
Just charm them.
I just think it's nice, you know? It's like we're a group now.
Don't you guys think it's nice? Charm person.
It's great. It's the best thing in the world.
Zilly, I'm surprised I didn't think of it. What a great idea.
I'm happy to give, like, I just feel like party funds makes sure that none of us can leave at the end of the day. You know?
I don't want any of you to escape.
Yeah, it's like, you guys can't leave me. I have all your money.
What's the kind of class of tavern we're in?
It's super nice.
Yeah?
It's, like...
So we're getting, like, the... Not wealthy people, but like, you know.
Merchants, lots of merchants.
Oh, okay.
It's, when I say super nice as well, I don't mean like super fancy. I mean like you get ale and it's like fucking stellar ale. Cool. You get like meals and it's like the potatoes have been like cooked in alcohol or something like that. All and right. They've got this amazing smell about them.
I want to eat heartily, drink heartily, and flirt heartily.
You came to the right place for that.
Heartily?
I'm going to speak to some of the merchants to see if anyone has any dealings with Drow, knows anything about the Underdark, just to try and get some intel out. Not like being like, yay, Underdark, being like,
You meet a couple of merchants who on the road were like approached by this group of like elven paladins, and it was basically like they all of the merchants you talk to about this have the same story. They like, the elven paladins stop their caravan, check to see if there's like any like of age, might look to be warriors, Nordic people. And if there isn't, they, like, let them go. And if there is, they challenge them to a fight and pretty much always win.
Okay. Do what do we know about paladins?
Well, you know, paladins are holy warriors. They're like given agency by their god to do the god's will on earth. Unlike a cleric is more of a, not necessarily a book smart, but someone who might live in a church or a chapel or something like that, and people come to them, they heal them. They're more of a, like a defensive character. Paladin's like, I'm going to go out into the world and I'm going to do my god's will.
Okay. During this night, I want to have a chat with Zilly. This is in terms about spell use, and I'm going to call her a sorcerer.
Sorceress. Yeah, not
whatever. I don't know if it's gender specific.
Yeah. Like, for some reason, you remember that. Yeah. I was
and just
gonna
start talking to you about maybe proper use and maybe tactics.
I feel like this
maybe
is influencing you to not charm him again, and I, for one, find this disgusting. Charm him right now, please.
Oh, whoa.
I found it
super
amusing.
Fattest guy in the tavern to a potato-eating competition.
Well, it's not about not charming me, because I'm thinking you're growing as a person.
I would like to... Oh, hold on, we'll wait for the potato eating and then we'll
do the more important potato eating happening.
Nah, the guy, the fattest guy in the bar, the tavern is like, he's pretty full.
Second fattest guy? Lowe's.
You're in a potato eating contest. Ah! Loser has to pay for all of the potatoes.
Deal, done. You got a done deal, mate.
Oh, it's so starchy.
Let's go. Everybody bet on me because I'm going to win this one.
I like
I
to
can
bet
put
five
them away
gold
like the best of them.
Right. I'd like to bet 5 gold against hopefully someone who will pay me 5 gold. Because I'm like, who am I betting with? Adam, will someone take my bet?
Give me a sec.
Adam's got
to
figure out.
There are several
stats
layers of stupidity to this fucking shit.
I was like, oh, I got to confer this sheet, this tome that I've got.
Oh, God damn it.
Adam's kind of has to take out the D&D Elder Scrolls.
Okay, sorry, Zilly, what did you say?
I would like to put bets on Cassie's Christie's behalf, as in I would like to bet to her, and hoping that someone in the thing will bet with me and bet on the other guy.
So you're hoping somebody will start taking bets?
Yeah, pretty much.
Most people are like, most people understand that Cassius, as a dwarf, and also like, as like an experienced-looking adventurer, probably is going to win.
She eats a lot of potatoes.
So no one's
taking. She could pack a couple of potatoes. There are like people who are betting, but like a lot of bets are favoring Cassius.
Oh bugger! All right, no.
You might lose
guy,
out on
take
this.
Take a dive. Mm.
Yeah, sorry.
True.
Yeah.
You might lose out on
that,
this.
Though. But on the other guy, I'll take a dive.
You have to pay for all the potatoes, though.
Well, we'll just win that money.
That's fine. All right. Well, if there's anyone in the club that would like to bet against the potato guy.
There are a couple, but not
you
enough.
You can spread rumors that I'm not good at eating potatoes.
Cassius, are you going like to wait allergic long enough for that to happen?
No.
The potato
no
eating contest
shuffling
begins
them in.
I was going to make this my second source of income, guys.
Potato swindler.
What? What happened?
Like, 10 potatoes in, you chuck. The fat guy like goes past 15 just to like show you that he can do it.
Oh yeah, you're so good at eating potatoes. Well done to you. Fucking, I'll throw my like the coin on the table. Hooray! The fattest guy in the second fattest guy in the tavern.
I'm gonna say at the end of the day, Cassius, this little stunt has cost you 2 gold.
Oh, that's fine. That's not a problem.
I just shake my head at you, Cassius. You've changed.
You've come.
Ainsley?
Have you changed?
Ainsley, Jesus, H. Sorry. Zilly,
yes.
You earn 5 gold.
Yes! Aha! I'm going to write that down.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, talk
okay
to
yes
you, Zilly,
I would like
about
to, before I get in trouble. Before I get in trouble.
This isn't a
no,
trouble
what I would I was planning to beat me to it is to speak to you guys about like tactics and be like, all right, guys, this is the thing. Like, we're a little bit half cooked when we went into the dungeon. So
the look on Jackson's face is like, I'm not paying attention.
I know.
I'm not.
Cassius isn't. Cassius is sitting in the booth or at the table being like, how could I not
salty
eat 10
that's
potatoes?
That's what I'm saying. It's
10 potatoes
conversation.
Is nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
10
yeah
potatoes. 10
yeah
potatoes is, you, I eat 10 potatoes for breakfast some
and
morning.
Like, I'd like to
silly
talk military
no,
tactics.
10 potatoes, 10
yeah
potatoes.
Yeah, like, Zilly, I understand you've got some stuff, but maybe blinding us wasn't the best maneuver. And did you web us?
I mean, there's no way to confirm it, but maybe.
What was your
I mean, potatoes.
What was your thought there? I mean, because Daniel was just covered in one.
Yep, well, see, here's the thing. We were blinded.
Yeah. Are the ghosts back? Is that what it is?
Some very effective pyrotechnics. And then I thought if we web, then I could stop the ghouls and we could just wait until we recovered. I knew it would be short term.
Did you tell us this?
Well,
that would have been a good thing to let us know. Also, I've recently found out that Daniel, I think when we start fighting, just doesn't listen. I think
he enters
again, that fugue state, which is not great for me.
I've heard some things. So I think, like, everyone just needs to really pick up their communication.
Do you guys think less of me because I couldn't eat more than 10 potatoes?
Not at all, Cassius. No,
Daniel nods. I do.
Shoot him like a look like, you son of a bitch,
I could have beaten that.
I'll challenge you to a potatoing competition then,
after
Daniel.
You just lost one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you call me out, Daniel.
I would like to leave the conversation.
Daniel.
Loser pays?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, loser pays. Get ready to pay, Daniel.
Oh, my goodness.
Silly, let's just go up in there.
Yeah, we're going
to go up in our room. We're going to go up in our room,
trip off, have and then conversation. Yeah, talk military tactics. I'll tell you some stuff about magic.
Learn me a little bit sorceresses.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little bit like, what is this?
You lose again. Oh! You get maybe, you get like 20 potatoes down. But it happens
so
again.
But I can barely eat like a half a potato sometimes.
You lose 4 gold now, I guess.
What is wrong with you, Cassius?
I want to go in. There's not going to be a mirror in the bathroom. I want to just go and look
fill
at
up
my,
some water, look in the reflection.
Look and be like, who are you, Cassius?
It's like you know, you fill up like a little bowl of water with a bowl with full of water, and there's like just potato chunks from where you were chucking.
Yeah, yeah. Comb out your beard.
Cassie, I remember when I was a spring chicken, I could eat 50 potatoes.
Daniel leans back. He looks super sick, but he won, and he's got a smile on his face.
I'd like to give him a low high five, like under the table, just be like, "Good job, man."
Step up to bed full of fury. I am
and
so
potatoes.
Mad. And fuck, I feel sick.
All right.
God
yes.
Damn
yeah.
it.
So at the end of the conversation, I'm hoping that myself and Edric are like, you know, I've taught him a little bit about my magic, and I've learned some military tactics and stuff, like good ways to flank. I don't know how to flank.
Just not blind us, hopefully.
That is a good thing. Maybe we'll have a code word like for
maybe
web.
Just, maybe just like know what your spells.
Say web. To be honest.
Look. Yeah.
That's what pyrotechnics does now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Fucks with your party.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, maybe it's bedtime.
Yeah,
guys. Have an angry sleep.
Have a good old sleep.
I do think Mr. Fist was also mocking you.
Well, how's Wesley going? How's he feeling about everything? I'd like to talk
Ask
to my
him.
Animal.
He like just curls around your neck, I guess. I don't know what he does.
How much does he love me? I'd like to get all of my sense of self-worth from my weasel.
I don't even know.
Roll for me. Don't roll for me. He could hate me. I'll be super sad.
I'll roll and I won't tell you.
No. Adam. He's given me a look and I don't know what it means.
It could be anything.
I know. Anyway, we'll have a bit of a sleep and get up first light.
Sure. Literally 8 hours later.
Yeah, okay.
On the dot.
Spring upright. All adventurers in D&D have that amazing ability. Just sleep for exactly 8 hours.
We do. No alarm clock, but somehow we know.
No one's sure how.
But okay. I think that you two have an alarm clock of an animal.
Like an animal? What? Like, I guess Mr. Fist's, it's his daytime.
He's like, I'm going to sleep now. I'm so tired.
Yeah,
Mr.
You
Fist,
probably,
when
like,
you go
wake
to
up.
Sleep, wake me up.
Yeah. I was just about to say that's probably what happens.
Cute Mr. Fist beam, like, tap, tap, tap on my face. And I'm like,
what's going on? Who's fighting me?
Oh, it's just Mr. Fist.
Okay, let's get up.
All right, let's get up.
Okay, you wake up, which is always super good.
That's always a fucking plus.
Just a good time. Just
what's the plan beyond that?
I guess we'll chuff on downstairs.
So do we learn anything about Elnipa and being like, she just is outside the gates?
Yeah, we
like
spread
that.
Word. So I'm assuming if we go
not like just outside the gates, it's like on the road.
Like, or on the road. So let's just
Did we give a date? Like, did we give a? Were we like, we'll
nah,
fight
we're
her?
We're gonna fuck her up.
Rumble in the snow.
Yeah.
Rumble in the snow.
So let's go.
You have to do the weigh in first.
Let's just go out into the road
and search for her,
and just go along the road.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe see some merchants. Maybe try and see if we can get some of them. Sneaky...
You probably try to hitch up with a merchant caravan that's on its way out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then again, see if there's any sort of potions of poison. Around? Come on, man. We've got gold. We need to...
Highs or lows? One of you.
Highs.
Highs.
Highs it is. Yep, they do.
Yes.
Well, thank God.
Good.
How much are they? Out of curiosity. 400 gold. Oh, never mind.
Hang on. Don't worry about it then. We'll be good.
I'm like poison immune, I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly sure I can't die.
What type of potions are you looking for specifically?
Just the cure poison ones.
Cure poison.
Like an antidote. Does no such potion exist?
Not in Adam's world.
Like, you could get a... There's no, like, cure poison, I don't think, potion.
Just antidote potion. Just the one if I'm poisoned, be like, oh, fuck, drink, no, I'm not gonna die.
Does such a potion exist?
There are things that come close. You could get, like, something like lesser restoration as a potion.
Yeah, all right. Deal.
That'll set you back. Sorry.
It's all right. What's Ali drawing?
I'm drawing my looks spells.
Looks like a ghost smoking a doobie.
No, the ghost is saying, I'm a ghost and I have a sound, because that's my spell, ghost sound. That's my little arcane mark. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
I'm giving myself little spells.
No, that's cool, because then you can give yourself some visual reminders of what you can do.
Yeah, yeah. I had to write them down like on a separate piece of paper because I got confused all the time.
Jackson was saying you got like silent spell and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, have you seen this shit? I'm sure Adam explained it to you, but you may have forgotten.
Mm, that's true. I have written notes as well. So pyrotechnics, not very helpful.
So see how you have silent spell, still spell, and impale spell. You can use them... I don't know how often. You'll have to ask Adam. Silent spell means that you can cast a spell without anybody knowing.
Oh.
I don't know what still spell
like
does.
Like charm.
Still spell means you don't need to do magical arcane hand gestures.
Yeah.
So if someone's like looking at your hands or like, you know, paying attention
super subtle.
Paying attention to your body language, you'd still have to say the words.
Yeah.
Silent spell, you don't have to say the words.
Oh, so I either have to do the hand movements or say the words. I can't just be like, I'm doing magic.
I think under the ones, like, I marked how many...
One level, two level?
Yeah. So, you know how you have first level spells, zero level spells, second level spells, that sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What I've marked there is a silent first level spell. What does it say? Is it one level there?
Yes.
Yeah. So a silent first level spell actually counts as one of your second level spells. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then there's one, I don't know, one of them says like
empower,
two levels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a zero level empowered spell counts as a second level spell.
Yeah.
An empower spell means it double the damage or something?
Empower, it doesn't double the damage, but it increases effects by 50%.
Oh, that's rad.
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah. There are other more powerful ones like maximize spell, extend spell. That sort of stuff. And you'll be able to get them
stuff?
At later levels. Yeah. I think maximize requires like four levels.
Oof.
So probably for later.
Well, if we get that far.
And you can just do those on the fly.
Oh, okay.
Does she get a certain amount a day? Or
She can do it unlimitedly, so long as she still has the spells for it. Once you run out of second level spells.
You're out of bloody luck, mate.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, you can get lesser restoration as a potion. And that potion, it doesn't necessarily, it's not guaranteed to cure poison, but it can lessen its effects greatly. Like, you know, the ability damage it does, lessens that.
Okay, so how much are they?
Are there 300 a potion?
Oh, yeah, what? I can't
never
afford
mind.
That. Never mind, let's kiss
we
Chuff off
get
to kill
no
this
potions.
Paladin.
I got 452
nah,
gold.
Nah, whatever. You
can
do
buy
you.
One if you want.
I'm nah, good. I'm fine. Potions are expensive in D&D.
No kidding.
We don't need potions.
Wow. Like an antidote for a poison thing, just like willy nilly, they're cheap yet?
Nah. Don't be foolish.
Therefore, rich adventuring folk, which we are not.
Which we will be one day. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, hopefully, if you kill this cleric, like the cleric, not cleric, sorry, this paladin.
Paladin.
You might be able to loot some stuff off them. Paladins are often equipped with magical items.
Zamak got a little
be able to sell
magic
those for
boner.
A tie profit.
Tie profit?
Tidy.
Oh. No, a Thai prophet.
Like a prophet of a religion who's from Thailand.
Yes.
Exciting. We'll carry on. With
you...
the merchants.
Whatever. Okay.
Hope that they...
Hopefully get this Taiwanese prophet.
That, what's the name?
That's
Palindro?
From Taiwan.
Al Nipper. Why am I remembering this? I'm never remembering anything.
No.
Well, you got a whole new character. You got a whole new brain.
That's true.
Al Nipper.
Elnabook.
Highs or lows? Not you. You've already done one. Someone else.
Lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're traveling for like maybe 3 days with this caravan. God. And nothing happens. Nervous. You're like properly in elven territory now. Like among, you've left snow almost and you're entered trees. You think you maybe missed the opportunity.
Let's go back then.
We'll get off and wait for another merchant caravan, catch it back the way we came.
Mark off 3 days rations.
Oh God. You do. You've got the party rations.
You can catch a, there's like lots of merchants coming and going now that the war's done. You can catch a merchant going the other way, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
You get back to Lockfort unscathed.
This is why we should have gone the drow. It's in one place.
It's another 3 days rations.
Mark them off.
Adam, you make me pain.
Adam makes us sad on a
Now that you get to Lockfort, levels. Though, you can try spreading rumors again.
Okay. Good. I'm gonna buy more rations. Fuck it.
Sorry, sometimes D&D is boring. Now I feel whatever.
No, I find it funny. I think it's good.
Whatever.
I like it.
I'm gonna spend another 10 gold on rations.
I'll say that you, like, before you set out with another merchant caravan, you're gonna spend the night, like, seeding rumors again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll give it another hot go.
We should set a date. This is what I said. Behind the bike shed after school.
If you want, you might just want to like keep, not even joking, do not the bike shed after school, but like what he said, like a specific time, specific date, give yourself like a week and just keep like giving rumors to these merchants as they come through.
All right, let's do that. Where's like a good place nearby the city? Like, is it like a good hill or valley?
You can just do it from like inn to tavern. Yeah.
I mean like to set where to have a fight. Town square?
What sort of terrain do you want for a fight? You're not going to get them in town.
I just want a nice looking place.
Just whatever, on the fucking road. Whatever, who cares?
Just like a random, you get a map, put a pin in it, and that's there.
There we go. Good, okay. Get a crossroads, wherever, somewhat easy, whatever, wherever there's been fighting before.
Where have they fought people before? There.
Okay.
There.
On the battlefield.
Will our heroes ever find the Elven Paladin? Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.